You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by Angels correspondent Alden Gonzalez. Alden, your boys are just cruising toward October. Is there one part of this amazing run that surprises you that you just didn't think was possible?
Yeah, Richard, I think the most surprising thing with this team is just how their pitching staff has bounced back from really, really debilitating injuries. I mean, there's not many teams that could stomach losing two starting pitchers in the month of August like the Angels did. The funny thing about this team is right before July ended, we were on this podcast talking about should the Angels add another starting pitcher and how maybe it would be in their best interest to shore up that rotation, which was a little shaky coming out of July, and are they going to be in on this guy or that guy? Do they need to beef up the rotation? They don't add any starters at all in July. Then they lose Tyler Skaggs. Then they lose Gary Richards, who was making a case to the Cy Young Award, and they just keep on rolling. I think they've allowed the fewest amount of runs in the American League since Gary Richards tore his patella tendon on August 26th. That's just incredible for a team that was so thin starting pitching depth-wise. And, I mean, this is a first-place team that every 5 days they need to piece together a bullpen game because they do not have a fifth starter. Not that they don't have a good fifth starter. They don't have a fifth starter. It's just remarkable how this team continues to persevere. They scored 50 runs over the last five games without their cleanup hitter. Josh Hamilton has been out during that time with stiffness in his right shoulder. And there's just something about this team, this group, I don't know what it is, but, and you wrote about this recently too, they just find ways to continue to win. There are a bunch of veteran guys who have been through it before, and I know they have a lot of talent, and you need talent, that's first and foremost. But to really stomach two debilitating injuries in your pitching staff and continue to keep rolling the way they have has been just absolutely remarkable to watch.
And, you know, one of the things you wrote a couple of days ago was when they need the bullpen, they have the bullpen. When they need somebody to step up offensively, somebody steps up offensively. And I guess this is the definition of how you win a championship. You know, Danny Salazar had been great, and they just ran his butt off the field. How have you seen the confidence, Bill, through the season, or is the demeanor pretty much the same? Do they follow the Albert Pujols mold?
They do. It's the Albert Pujols mold. It's the Mike Socha mold of just one game at a time and just looking at everything in a vacuum and what do we need to do to win today? And that's the healthy way to go about a season. But I think that if you watch it, if you take a step back and you see this team, I think there's no question that the confidence level is really built with this team. And I think that what they're thinking now is this is a stretch run right here. They see the finish line. They know that they're eight games up in the division, and they're just really just stepping on the gas pedal right now. And they started off the month of September playing against a lot of teams that are out of contention. And I said it when the month began. This is their chance to really make up ground. The month of August finished with a four-game sweep at home against the A's. It was a really huge boost for them. They had, like, I think it was 13 out of 15 games to start September that were against teams that were at least 15 games below 500. That was their chance to really separate themselves, and they've taken full advantage. And people say, oh, well, they're beating up on mediocre pitching. Well, look, they just beat Danny Salazar yesterday, like you said, who's been really good. And they're just taking advantage of their opportunities right now. Anytime you're playing Texas, anytime you're playing Minnesota or Houston, you need to take advantage of that and build some ground. And, I mean, this Angels team has gained 12 games in the American League West in the last 31 days. That does not happen, Richard. That just never happens.
Josh Hamilton, again, uncertain. How big an impact would that be as we head down the stretch and into October?
I don't know that it's a huge impact right now. We've seen this offense and what they've done, but I think long-term that is a major impact because even though Josh Hamilton is not putting up his Texas numbers, he's still a big presence in that lineup. He's a big lefty bat, and, you know, him not hitting in that cleanup spot now moves everybody up. Now Howie Kendrick is your cleanup hitter. Now Eric Ibar, who's having a good season, who who just sprays the ball everywhere. He's hitting the middle of the order. Everybody else moves up a spot. I think long-term, that's huge. They're going to face a lot of tough right-handed pitching if the playoff scenarios work out the way they look. Guys like Max Scherzer, Felix Hernandez, James Shields, Iwakuma. That big lefty bat in the middle of their lineup is a huge presence. And this is a concerning injury. Mike Sosha admitted it yesterday. He's a little bit concerned because, you know, this time of the year when you're in a pennant race, guys are playing through stuff. And Josh Hamilton is one of those guys who would play through stuff if he needed to. And the fact that he's not playing and that he's now missed 5 days, that means that this is a pretty serious injury. He tried to take some early batting practice yesterday. Didn't feel right. It stiffened up on him again. And they don't really know when he's going to be back. And it's not that they need him to win the division right now, but they need Josh Hamilton to be right, perhaps for the first time since April when the playoffs begin. And if he's nursing that shoulder injury, it's going to be tough for him to drive the ball. It's going to be tough for him to get in sync. And I think that's definitely a cause of concern for this team.
You know, here's a question you should ask Mike Sosha and see if you get that 1,000-yard stare. Would you think Jared Weaver would start game one of the postseason?
You're right, I really would get that stare. But yes, I think there's no question that now he would. With Garrett Richards still healthy, I don't think that, or maybe there's a case to be made that Garrett Richards starts game one. But there is no question that right now Jared Weaver is starting game one of the playoffs. And Jared Weaver, you know, they knock him a lot because he throws his fastball at 86 miles an hour and he's obviously lost a few ticks, but this guy changes speeds better than anybody in the game. The differential between his changeup and fastball can sometimes be 15 to 20 miles an hour. And he's very deceiving. And this guy leads the American League in wins. This guy's found a way to win 16 games. You know, he's still pretty darn good. And in this rotation, there's no doubt that he's going to be the game one starter now with Garrett Richards out. The big question now is, where are you placing C.J. Wilson? C.J. Wilson started off his last start in Minnesota on a really rough, and he recovered over the last three or four innings, but he has not had a good year. When you think of the fact that Matt Shoemaker and Hector Santiago have stepped up the way they have recently, you got to wonder, is C.J. Wilson your number four starter in the playoffs? I think that's going to be Mike Sosha's big decision now as we come down the stretch.
Yeah, because Hector Santiago has been fantastic, and you've talked a lot about Matt Shoemaker. Let me ask you this. Is there an unsung hero in that room or on the coaching staff, somebody you and I haven't asked you about that comes to mind?
You mean players or coaches?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Cole Calhoun we've talked about. Shoemaker, yeah, Obviously, is an amazing story this year. But I think when teams win championships, you always look around and go, oh, you know, we got something out of Kendrick. We got something out of Ibar. And David Freese came on at a particular point in the season. Is there anybody that you stands out to you that maybe we haven't talked about?
Well, I don't know if this guy's an unsung hero, but he's definitely a guy who's really thrown under the radar this year, and I think it's Eric Ibar. I think just the defense that he's provided at shortstop, and I talked to John McDonald about this. John McDonald has played behind some of the best shortstops ever, especially Omar Vizquel when he was in Cleveland for so long. He says that Eric Ibar has made such an impact on a day-to-day basis, just making plays that other shortstops don't make, and plays that you don't even realize because he's gotten to a point in his career where he's so good at reading the swing path of hitters and positioning himself before pitches that he's just always in the right spot. This guy, I mean, I don't know if he's going to win a Gold Glove because J.J. Hardy has had such a good season in Baltimore as well, but the impact that Eric Ibar has had defensively for this team has been huge. And look, last year, Eric Ibar battled a really bad foot problem. He had a lot of lower leg issues, and his defensive metrics dropped considerably. And that wasn't by coincidence. If you saw him play last year, there was a lot of balls that he just was not getting to. And a big reason for that, the Angels ended up being one of the worst defensive teams in baseball last year. They've had a huge turnaround defensively this year. They're one of the top teams in defensive runs saved. And a huge part of that is because Eric Ibar has finally shored up that middle of the infield for them at shortstop. He's hitting a ton. He's driving in runs. He's having a great season offensively. But what Eric Ibar has given this team on defense cannot be understated. I don't know if he's going to win a Gold Glove, but he's just getting so many more balls, making so many plays for this team on a nightly basis. I think that's been huge. Defense was a big reason why the Angels didn't succeed last. Everybody points to Josh Hamilton or Albert Pujols or Joe Blanton. The Angels were the worst defensive team last year by several metrics. This year they're one of the top ones, and I think a big reason for that is because of what Eric Ibar has done for them.
Well, Alden, your boys have an 8-game lead with 18 to play as we record this, and you're going to see a champagne shower. And I'm telling you, I hope Jerry DePoto goes down there and gets in the middle of it, and Artie Moreno, and I hope they celebrate like crazy because they've earned it. It's been a thing of beauty to watch how they put this team together, and I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.